Morning again. It's been a beautiful weekend. What a beautiful morning this morning. I'm almost thinking, actually, I think I'm going to take Monsignor Schumacher's motorcycle out for a little ride after Mass. It's just so nice. Welcome, everybody, as usual, to the Daily Mass, Sunday Mass here at St. Wenceslaus. I was visiting a couple of days with my mother, who saw a movie, and she asked me, basically told me as a mother, that she really wanted me to see it. And so, like a good son, I obeyed. And on Friday night, I finished watching the movie. And it's a film about, the film's about a mathematician. His name is Srinivasa Ramanujan. He was born in India in 1877. And Ramanujan had very little formal education in mathematics, and despite very frequent unemployment and great poverty, he became one of the most renowned mathematicians of the 20th century. When Ramanujan was about 26 years old, he was invited to travel all the way from India to Britain to go to Trinity College at Cambridge. And the movie really centers around Ramanujan's relationship with his mentor at Cambridge, a man named Godfrey Hardy, who in his own sense had become and was a very well-known mathematician. Hardy and Ramanujan shared a great love for mathematics. They had a deep mutual respect for one another. But one thing that they did not share in common, they didn't have in common, was their belief in God. Ramanujan thought that every mathematical equation was a thought of God. But Hardy didn't think so. I don't want to spoil the ending of the film, which, by the way, is entitled The Man Who Knew Infinity. But until the end of the film, Hardy saw very, very little need for God. Mathematics, for him, was God. I see in the readings this morning at Mass something very similar. We hear about making idols, false idols, particularly about money, that golden calf of money. There's a reason, I think, why money in America is called the almighty dollar. It definitely is that. It definitely is almighty. Money is the almighty on high. From the first reading from the book of Amos this morning, it's that God of money. It was how to make a profit. It was all about how to unfairly weigh those scales in order to ensure that we reap the benefits at the expense of other people. To think that everything in life, even our own happiness, can be bought at a price tag. Everything in life worth having can be bought. And how true that can sometimes be today, even for ourselves. And then in the gospel in Luke, we hear of that steward and that master, that steward who was incredibly corrupt and dishonest. And when this steward was caught red-handed for fixing the books, he adjusted his entries to make it appear that the debtors owed a lot less than they actually did. The steward knew that he was going to be fired by the master. It was only a matter of time. But for asking those that owed him and his master money, by asking for less, he was doing something very shrewd. And this is it. He was setting himself up after he was unemployed to be taken care of financially, especially by those that owed him money. He knew that they would take care of him. But Jesus isn't commending this steward's dishonesty, but he's doing something different. Jesus is commending this steward for being shrewd and for being resourceful and for taking the time to look ahead to the future. has something very important to say to us. And I think it's the reason that we're here this morning. Because looking ahead into the future, especially in matters of faith, is the most important thing that we could possibly do. The Christian life is all about looking ahead, all about thinking what's going to happen in the future. And despite I know all of the difficulties and the temptations to put this or that before God, to let those false idols, those false calves, those golden calves of greed, of popularity, the list goes on and on and on. As difficult as it is to put those aside and let God take precedence, it's a continual challenge for us to apply that same ingenuity of shrewdness and resourcefulness to our faith, to our spiritual lives. It's true in the sacraments of reconciliation. It's true in the sacrament of the Eucharist. It's true in all the sacraments. But shrewdness and resourcefulness is what brought us here this morning. And certainly we have to be shrewd and resourceful in our daily lives. We all know that. But the most important thing that we absolutely must be shrewd about pertains to the salvation of our soul. With that in mind, across the United States this weekend, a second collection will be taken up to assist those many in Louisiana who have been affected by the recent flooding. And so after communion, there will be a second collection taken up. So any support that you can give, both, of course, spiritual and financial, to those who are in need today would be most greatly appreciated.